This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Aid is moving into Gaza more quickly after international pressure on Israel to increase humanitarian access, but the amount of aid reaching those who need it is disputed, and the United Nations says it is still much less than the bare minimum needed to meet humanitarian needs. Israel said Monday that 419 trucks, the highest number since the conflict began, had entered Gaza Strip that day, although the Red Crescent and the UN gave much lower figures. At a news conference in Geneva Tuesday, UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OSHA, spokesperson Jens Lerke said that Israel imposes severe restrictions on aid distribution within Gaza.
UN-coordinated food deliveries are much more likely to be impeded or denied access to areas requiring coordination within Gaza than any other humanitarian mission. So this is bureaucratic language for the fact that food convoys that should be going particularly to the north, where 70% of people face famine conditions.
Lerke said that Israel had denied permission for half of the aid convoys the UN tried to send to the north during March. Turkey and Israel are engaging in tit-for-tat trade restrictions as relations between the two countries further deteriorate. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Turkey's announced it's restricting exports of 54 types of products to Israel with immediate effect, while Israel's responded by saying it's preparing a ban on products from Turkey. Relations between Turkey and Israel have been frosty for years, although trade ties between the two have remained strong. Turkey says it's imposing the export restriction in retaliation for Israel barring its jets from participating in aid operations for Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ireland's Parliament Tuesday elected Simon Harris as the country's new and, at 37, youngest ever prime minister. Harris is replacing Leo Varadkar, who abruptly quit last month, citing personal and political reasons. In accepting his new position, Harris paid tribute to the outgoing prime minister, or Taoiseach, as the position is known traditionally in Ireland.
Today I want to pay tribute to our outgoing Taoiseach, to my colleague, to my friend, Deputy Leo Varadkar. The history books will absolutely record the incredible service that he did for our country in dealing with some of the biggest challenges of our time, most notably Brexit and the COVID-19 pandemic.
Ireland's new leader faces challenges including a strained health service, soaring housing costs, and an exodus of lawmakers from his centre-right ruling coalition. A senior U.S. admiral said Tuesday China's actions in the South China Sea were an example of it trying to gain territorial space through force and destabilization of the region. The Philippines and China have had a series of maritime run-ins, including water cannon use and heated verbal exchanges that have triggered concern about escalation at sea. During a speech in Sydney Tuesday, U.S. Indo-Pacific Commander Admiral John Aquino condemned China's actions against the Philippines.
All of the nations in the region have the right to operate and gain the resources that are allowed to them inside of their exclusive economic zone. The Philippines are no different. And these actions are dangerous, illegal, and they are destabilizing the region.
Aquino also expressed concern about what he said was a synchronization between Russia and China as Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met Tuesday with China's President Xi Jinping. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, has passed new rules designed to protect communities, U.S. communities, from toxic airborne pollution. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The agency says the rules advance President Biden's Cancer Moonshot Initiative, implementing fence line monitoring and reducing the emission of chloroprene used to make synthetic rubber. Last month, the agency cracked down on ethylene oxide, a medical sterilizer. More than 200 chemical plants will be impacted. In the EPA release, Administrator Michael Regan made particular mention of Denka Performance Elastomer. The Japanese company took over a DuPont rubber-making plant that's drawn protests as the largest source of chloroprene emissions in the U.S. It's in a majority black neighborhood outside New Orleans with one of the nation's highest cancer rates. The rule also targets smog-forming compounds and other toxins, including benzene and vinyl chloride. Jennifer King, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.